30-year-old Evan Gregoire stands in a garage on Boondocker's farm in Cresswell. In front of him is his new prized possession, a massive mid-century incubator, taller than the average refrigerator and twice as deep.
You're kind of putting the final finishing touches on all the installation. There's water and power coming in from the top. There's different drainage pans so we can do our own stock in the Willamette Valley here for different rare breeds.
This old James Way incubator can hold and hatch 2,000 duck eggs at a time. In many ways, it will allow Evan and his partner, Rachel Kornstein, to help keep one rare breed of duck, the Ancona, from disappearing. Ancona ducks were first developed in Great Britain in the early 19th century. They're only about 6 pounds full grown. The ducks have orange and black feet. Their base layer is white, but it's the other coloration that makes the breed, says the two farmers.
They're the only breed that has the random markings.
Like a pinto horse.
This model plumage in black, silver, blue, lavender, or chocolate has been a factor in the breed not being recognized by the American Poultry Association.
To do that, we would need to show 300 birds that looked identical. We can't show you two that have identical markings.
Nonetheless, the farmers are making a go at rearing Ancona ducks as a significant part of their livelihood, selling their blue and cream-colored eggs, the chicks, and the male ducks for meat. Sitting on about 4 acres of converted hayfield, Boondocker's farm has a flock of about 60 Ancona with 40 laying hens protected by 2 Great Pyrenees dogs. This seemingly small number of ducks makes up a significant percentage of the total remaining in North America. In the latest count in 2000, there were only 128 breeding Ancona, meaning their health was in critical condition. But critical status is still much more promising than extinct. That's what it appeared the Ancona duck was in 1980. It's Oregon farmer David Holderreed who can be credited with saving it from being lost forever.
I mean, we found a pair originally, and every Ancona in this country goes back to that pair.
Holderreed is probably the foremost authority on heritage ducks and geese in the country. In Evan Gregoire's words, he's a rock star. Holderreed owns Holderreed Waterfowl Farm and Preservation Center, which sits on a semi-rural road near Corvallis. His work with the Ancona began 30 years ago.
Normally, you would think that a breed could not be brought back from a single pair plus an outcross to one other single bird. They were extremely genetically clean. We have not yet found a deleterious gene in them. It's probably the only line of birds I've ever worked with where that's true.
In all, Holderreed works with about 60 varieties of rare geese and ducks. Some of these breeds were once plentiful in the U.S., but industrial agriculture has taken a toll on the genetic pool. Jeanette Barringer is a research manager at the American Livestock Breed Conservancy in North Carolina.
With the highly refined breeding, meaning they breed the best of the best with the best of the best, and you create these amazing animals that have incredible output in a short period of time, but with that can creep in problems, many of which we don't even know what could happen.
Some things that have happened include lack of disease resistance and loss of longevity and the ability to survive in a challenging environment. Through commercial breeding, industrial turkey have lost their ability to mate naturally.
At all. It's impossible. You know, and if it wasn't for artificial insemination, in one generation you would lose industrial turkey, which makes up about 90% of all turkey production.
Holderreed says industrial poultry production plans about 5 years ahead. His breeding program is designed to maintain population health 100 years into the future. But this is not a benchmark he will witness. After working 50 years with waterfowl, Holderreed received a request from his wife, Millie.
She turned 60 this year, and she said, you know, rather than spending 16 hours a day with birds, I'd like a little time to do some other stuff. So we're starting to cut back, especially when we can find someone that's interested in continuing the breeding end of it and are enthusiastic.
That's where Evan Gregoire and Rachel Kornstein fit into the story. Earlier this spring, David Holderreed found the enthusiasm he was looking for in the couple and passed off all his prized Ancona breeding stock. The resulting flock now resides at Boondocker's farm. Evan and Rachel both worked in the restaurant industry in Los Angeles before making their way up to Oregon. They took their philosophies of stewardship, localism, and nutrition and started producing and marketing heirloom seeds. This grew into an interest in heritage farm animals and a desire to help preserve rare breeds while providing the highest quality of life for their animals.
You were basically just trying to produce the most amazing stuff you've ever seen in your entire life.
The things I would drool over, that's what I want to create for other people.
But there's an irony about preserving domesticated farm animals. If people don't eat them or their products, the breeds will not survive. Finding and expanding the market for Ancona duck is what Evan and Rachel spend much of their time doing. Some of their biggest clients so far have been restaurants. Chefs like Gabriel Gill at the Rabbit Bistro in Eugene are a prime target.
Here, we've actually gone out of our way to showcase things that most people don't usually use. You know, some of the stuff that's really been ignored for a long time.
Locally raised duck and duck eggs fit into that philosophy perfectly. In the small, cramped kitchen of the restaurant, Chef Gill is preparing an unconventional salad. A layer of Parmesan puree framed with blood sausage rounds and haystacks of fresh asparagus tossed in vinaigrette. Then to top it all off, one of Boondocker's duck eggs.
So here we just have a little bit of butter in a pan. The duck egg.
Fried in butter until the whites are just opaque and the large unbroken yolk is a soft, deep yellow.
The richness of the duck egg and especially the viscosity of the yolk, I mean, it adds such a nice depth of flavor.
This dish is actually on the rabbit's menu, but with a chicken egg.
I mean, and to me, like, this dish really deserves a duck egg because the egg is really the star of the show.
But Chef Gill says his ability to get good local duck eggs is inconsistent. Evan, who's been in the background watching the chef work, swoops in and strikes up a tentative deal to provide the Rabbit Bistro with duck meat and eggs and other produce from the farm. This kind of farmer-to-chef communication is increasing as restaurants all over the country push for fresh, responsibly harvested local ingredients. As a result, Evan and Rachel plan to expand their standing Ancona flock to more than 200 birds by the end of the year. But they don't think they'll stay on this plot in Cresswell for very long. If the season goes well, they hope to move north this fall to what they anticipate will be their largest market, Portland.
This is a huge year for us. We are beginning farmers, and so we are just now starting to make a name for ourselves.
Boondockers will also be creating a reputation for the Ancona duck. For many rare heritage breeds of livestock, survival means finding farmers like these all over the country who are dedicated not only to the bottom line, but to the preservation of biodiversity and to the agricultural heritage of the United States. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns in Cresswell.